The top three mistakes to avoid is don't bury the problem statement way down below other things that you're saying. Don't make your solution confusing, and don't fail to include benchmarks in a timeline. When I'm talking about benchmarks, there's two ways to go about it. The first way is to do a timeline and you say, the problem I'm trying to solve is X. I will be able to solve this problem in 5 years. Year one, I believe I'll be able to do a specific thing. Year two, I'll be able to achieve thing two. So you do a timeline with the specific things in each year you think you'll be able to accomplish within that. Okay, so that's the first option. You have a very specific timeline. It's 5 years, it's 10 years, it's 2 years, it's one, you name the time, but you have the time. And then you have specific actions along that that you're going to accomplish. So that's a first way to do it. You might, though, say to me, Sybil, I don't have a problem I'm trying to solve that's that crisp and clean around a timeline. So there's a different option for you if that's like that. What you can do in a different way is you can say, for benchmarks, you can have crisp bullets. And you can say, here are the 3 to 5 things that we need to do in the next X amount of years. 5 years, 10 years, 3 years. You still want a time, but you don't need to have it on like the very specific year one, year two, year three. You say, in the next 5 years, in order to solve our problem, these are the 3 biggest obstacles we need to overcome. And so here are the 3 things we're doing. And those are our key benchmarks we need to overcome. And the reason that's important is then what you can do is these donors that are funding you, that you're going to want them to fund you year after year after year, right? On the thing you're trying to solve, problem you're trying to solve. There's no problem that I can guess that any of you are working on that'll be solved within 1 year. So what you can do is by doing this, you engage that donor in thinking about both how much the overall program costs that you're working on, not just their own little microcosm of an ask. And they're thinking about maybe, oh, we can fund you year. We have to think about funding this, solving this problem beyond just this first year. And so that's why it's important to me that you do benchmarks really crisp and clear, either in the first way, whether you have a clear timeline, year one, year two, year three, year four, year five, or you have it with bullets with a time.